God is good all the time. Amen. The Word of God says, on one occasion, an expert of the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this, and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he had come to the place and saw him, passed by the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he had saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey and brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expenses you may have. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robber? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. At this time, we'd like to go to God in prayer. I want to ask Miss Gemma to lead us in a word of prayer this morning. Gemma. Amen. You may be seated. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? I want to share with you just a little while this morning, in the ditch. In the ditch. It's amazing how many times in the Scripture that you find expert of the laws or other folks that just wanted to question Jesus' knowledge. They sort of wanted to back him into a corner and try to have some ammunition in trying to distort what he was saying to them. You would think after a while they would just stop, wouldn't you? Because every time they asked Jesus questions, Jesus would definitely come back with an answer. Why in the world would they ever question Jesus? This morning I have a big question for you. Do you ever question Jesus? I think we all do, don't we? We all have those questions that we want to answer, some things that we don't understand in our life. But the great thing about Jesus is he just doesn't give you the answer. He wants to explain the answer to you and let you know exactly where that answer came from. Now, this question this morning, have you ever been stuck in a ditch before? Well, in lifetimes, I remember Sheila and I wasn't in a ditch, but when Sheila and I first started dating, I had an old Pontiac Le Mans. Y'all remember that car? It was the poor man's Pontiac. And I was driving her from Columbia back to Somerset, and it was about 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And those were the days that you had retreads. Any of the rest of y'all remember retreads that you put on your car? We had retreads. Some of the rest of you, they don't know. No, come and talk to me after church this morning, and I'll explain what retreads are all about. We were about halfway between Columbia and Somerset, and all of a sudden, one of my retreads, guess what it decided to do? Not be retreaded no more. It just came all apart on the side of the parkway. Well, being the man that I was, and of course we didn't have any cell phones back then. You couldn't call the repair service. Being the man that I was, I got up out of the car, went out, got the jack up, and we're on the side of the road. Sheila's sitting in the car, and she said, you need any help? Of course, being the man that I am, what? No, honey, I got this all by myself. I started, took all the lug nuts off and had them all laying there all nice and pretty and had the car all jacked up, got the tar off, put the other tar back on, put the lug nuts on, and guess what? I couldn't find one of the lug nuts. And I looked everywhere for that lug nut, and I was just hoping somebody would stop by and give us a little help to find that lug nut. Well, the rest of the way, we decided to drive on into Mom and Dad's house over at Science Hill. We drove, what, honey, about 10 miles an hour. I was so afraid that the tar was going to come off. And guess what? Got up the next morning and went outside. And guess what I'd done? Put two on one boat. It was so nice to have. But being stuck on the side of the road, it would be great for somebody to stop and help you. Amen? Wouldn't that be nice for somebody to stop and help you? In your life, I believe we've all been in the ditch before, haven't we? We've all been in tough spots before, haven't we? We've all got news that we have received and we're thinking that we're all there all by ourselves. I remember I was in the hospital. I was thinking that I was in a ditch, a small ditch. And every time the doctor would come in to talk to me about what was wrong, that ditch got a little deeper, didn't it, honey? And every day it got deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And all of us have been in those ditches in our life before. We need to know that we're all in this together. We've all experienced those times of having shortcomings in their life. And there's times in our life that are difficult for us to understand why we have to be there. We don't know a whole lot about this man that wound up in the ditch. But I believe possibly that he had folks that loved him, people that cared about him, people that wanted him to be around them. He wanted to have somebody that was there that cared about him. We don't know who he was. We don't even know what his name was. But he had a big problem, didn't he? On the road to Jericho. Jericho Road, it was a scary place. When I first started working for the state over in Barron County, I was getting ready to go out and do some home visits. And a worker that had been there for a long time said, "Now this is the part of town you just don't go to. You just don't go to by yourself." And I would always ask, why not? Well, let me tell you what's happened over there. That's where all the drug dealers hang out. That's where all the bad people hang out. I guess every town has their own little bad place, don't they? You just don't want to go to. But on the road to Jericho was where all the bad people hung out. And all they wanted to do was find somebody to take advantage of. And the scripture says this man was on his way to Jerusalem on the road of Jericho. And as he was going, somebody came to him and stripped him of all of his dignity, didn't they? Took away his clothes, took away his money, gave him a beating, and left him there in that ditch. What a bad place to be. We know that he must have been thinking to himself, what am I going to do? Well, I believe when you're in a ditch, the first and most important thing you want to do is what? Get out of that ditch. And how are you going to do that? You're going to pray and ask for God for deliverance and for God to hear an answer. I am so glad today that God hears and answers our prayers when we're out of the ditch, and He also hears and answers our prayers when we're in the ditch. And He knows who you are, and He knows your voice, and He knows exactly what you need in your life. There in verse 31, we see the first person that came by. Now, I believe that God uses everybody to help others, doesn't He? God uses everybody and gives everybody a chance to be in His service and to be able to help. But there's certain people that you would expect to help you more than anybody else, right? And we're going to learn in this story about how that God uses people that are not what you expect. People that you would think would do the right thing that just decided not to do the right thing. There in verse 31 it says, "A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side." Now, of all these people that could come by, wouldn't it be great when you're in the ditch and you're praying and you're asking to God and you're saying, "God, I need help. God, I need to be able to get out of this ditch." Wouldn't it be great to know your preacher comes by? Wouldn't that be great? And what would you expect for your preacher to do? You would expect your preacher to what? To stop by and say, "Can I help you? Can I give you some assistance? Can I help you out of that ditch?" But the scripture says that the priest, the one person that you would think would stop by, passed by where? On the other side. I sort of think he went like what? I don't see you. I don't see you. I got somewhere else to be. I got to do something else. What would you say to me if I did that? You'd be on the phone to everybody, wouldn't you? Well, the preacher wouldn't stop and help me. Preacher saw me and wouldn't help me. So often I think, and I'm going to, this is a sermon to myself right now. You'll get yours part here in just a few moments. But I think sometimes we get too busy to serve God, don't we? Amen? I don't know where that priest was going. I don't know what he had on his mind, but he must have thought there was something more important to him to do than do the will of God. Folks, I think that's the heart of the problem with a lot of churches today. We lose how we should be serving God, don't we? We put our own self first, and we forget about the importance of serving God. Well, if you were in the ditch and your old preacher passed you by, what would you do then? Still pray, wouldn't you? God, please send somebody. Please send somebody to help me be able to get out of this ditch. Please send somebody that is willing to help me. Well, we read there in verse 32, so too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by, where? On the other side. A Levite, the teachers of the law, the one that put in place what the law was and shared what it was and were the helpers to the priest. So if the priest wouldn't stop by, you would surely think who? The Levites would stop by. That's sort of like you being in the ditch on the side of the road. Nick, BJ, and Brother Charles strolls by and says, well, how y'all doing? We got somewhere else we need to be. What would you think about BJ and Brother Charles and Nick? What are you doing? You're supposed to be helping me and taking care of me. Sometimes it's not only our deacons that we would say it's like that Levite, but it's like all of us, isn't it? We don't want to be bothered. We don't want to hear other people's problems. I've heard people say before, I've got enough what? Problems of my own. I don't need nobody else. I'm afraid to try to help anybody else because I am afraid they're going to take advantage of me, or I'm going to have to go out of my way a little bit. I don't want to have that responsibility to be able to do that. Folks, I believe that's the call of the church, isn't it? To help people. To help people when they're in need. To be able to be there for them. Because praise be to God, when you were in a ditch, praise be to God, what? Somebody helped you out of that ditch. Somebody was praying for you and taking care of you. I don't know the exact mindset of the man that was in the ditch, but can you sort of imagine what he was thinking? Well, God, what am I going to do? You've sent the priest, the one I for sure would stop and help me, for sure would be the one that would pick me up out of the ditch and clothe me and take care of me and bandage my wounds and take me to town and get me the help that I need. For sure, Lord, I thought he would stop by and help me, but he just passed by on the other side. And Lord, now you sent the Levites, somebody that I thought surely to goodness would stop by and help me, and they passed by on the other side also. He was probably at one of his lowest moments in life, wasn't he? Thinking to himself, what am I going to do? Who do I have left to be able to help me? Well, praise be to God today. We know this is for sure. God truly hears and answers all of our prayers, doesn't he? Maybe not in the way we think he's going to. It'd been easy for the priest to take care of him. Not much of a moral to a story there, is it? God hears those prayers. God answers those prayers, and God gives us what we need. But sometimes, have you ever questioned God and say, God, why is it taking so long? God, why don't you take care of me now? When is that answer going to come? When is it going to be? God, I don't know if I could wait any longer. God, I need that answer to my prayer every day. When I was in the hospital, Sheila wouldn't get there at about, 9 o'clock some mornings, and according to how Nashville traffic was. Well, down in Vanderbilt, any of you have ever been to Vanderbilt Hospital, this is what the doctors do. It's sort of a little tease to you. They get out in the hall where you can just barely hear them, and they're out there talking about you. And they're out there deciding what they're going to do each and every day, and each and every day. And I would make sure the TV was turned down way low. And I'd make sure nobody came in and talked to me during that time. And I would listen as hard as I could to what they were going to say. And all I wanted to hear from them one day was this: he's going to get a new heart. That's all I wanted to hear. And every day I would hear them out there and they'd say, well, let's run some more tests. And let's do some more things. And let's do some more blood work. Let's do some more things. And they'd come in and they'd tell me that again. You know what? Even your preacher was saying, God, please hurry up. God, please answer this prayer. God, please give me what I need. God, please. And there was one day that I was down, sort of in that deep, dark hole down in that ditch. And you're all by yourself and you're wondering what to do and you're thinking to yourself, God, I don't know how many more days that I can get through this like this. And I heard them out in the hall and they said, let's go ahead and put him on the list today. Well, that makes you feel good when God answers a prayer. Amen. Here's the guy in the ditch felt just like me. God, this might be my last breath. This might be the last few minutes of my life. God, how am I going to be able to make it? I can't drag out of here all by myself. I need somebody to help me. Well, praise be to God. When God answers prayer on His time, He does it right, doesn't He? He sends exactly who He needs, and God is able to deliver him. We see there in verse 33, but a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring oil on him and wine. Then he put the man on his donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. See, the good Samaritan could have just went over and said, well, I'm sorry that you're in this bad situation. I'll be praying for you, and I'll come back later and what? Check on you. But folks, I believe sometimes answering prayer is more than just prayer. It's an action, isn't it? Being able to take that prayer that you had, and when God tells you you need to help somebody, that means not just patting them on the back and telling them, oh, it's going to be all right. Or the famous, well, I've been there too, and I was able to bounce back, and you can too. Now, sometimes you have to put your prayer in action, don't you? And that's what that good Samaritan did. He said, not only do I see a need, I'm going to address that need and do everything that I can to help that person that is in need. That's answering prayer. That's hearing the goodness of God and knowing God's goodness is there. I truly like, not only did the good Samaritan pick him up, bandage him up, take him into town, tell him that he's going to be there for him. But the scripture also says that he left 2 denarii for him to be able to use to take care of this man. And he said, if that's not enough, I'll be back and make sure that you're paid what you're owed. Boy, that's going beyond the call of duty, isn't it? Going beyond the call of duty. Not only am I going to take care of you now and be helpful to you, But I'm going to take care of your needs, what? In the future. Folks, I believe that's what we as Christians need to do a better job about. We're good about praying for people on our prayer request list, aren't we? We're good about sharing on Sunday mornings and saying, we need to pray for this person or for this family or for what that may be. But not only do we need to pray here at church, we need to what? Pray for them at home. But sometimes we need just to check on them. Need to go see them. Need to let them know that if you have a need, I want to be willing and do my very best to lift you out of that ditch and to be able to put you back on solid ground. The Good Samaritan did a wonderful, great job. And the expert of the law replied there in verse 37 and verse 36, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell in the hands of the robbers? The expert of the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do what? Go and do likewise. Not only is that the call for the expert of the law, but I believe that's the call that God gives to us, isn't it? Go and do likewise. Who do you know today's hurting? Who do you know today that's got a great need in their life and they've fallen on hard times and they're having difficulties in their life? I found out in society today, we talked a whole lot about social media and things this morning during Sunday school. People seem to just jump on the weak, don't they? And they don't want them to get better. They want them to stay where they are. Because for some reason, if somebody is doing worse than we are, then a lot of folks feel what? Better about themselves. Instead of helping people, we look at them and go, what? Well, I'm glad that's not me. I'm glad I'm not going through that. I knew it would happen to them. I knew it was coming to them. They just need to stay down there and learn their lesson. I don't think that's a heart of Christ, is it? I don't think it's a heart of Christ, because when you were down, praise be to God, somebody got you up. And today, who are you? Are you the priest that comes by and looks at him and says, well, I'm just too busy for this. I've got to go. I've got to do this. I've got a lot of other places I need to be and a lot of other people I need to see. I need to go on. Somebody else can take care of that. That's beneath me. I don't need to stop and do that. I might get dirty. I may not be able to meet what I need to be. Are you going to be the Levite that comes by and says, you know, it's not my job to do that. It's not my job to handle those type of situations. Surely there's somebody else that can do that. I don't need to do that. Or are you the Good Samaritan that says, I see your need. I see you're hurting. And I'm going to do my very best to take care of that need I see. And not only the need that I see, but I'm going to help you with other needs that come along as well. This morning, maybe you're the one in need. Maybe you're the one in the ditch and you're thinking to yourself, I've prayed and I've prayed and I've talked to God and I've asked God over and over and over and again to hear and answer my prayers, and it's just not happening. Maybe that's you. I want you to know, don't give up on your prayers, because I truly believe today that God hears all our prayers, doesn't He? He just don't answer them as quick or as fast and with the answer that we want Him to answer it with. But He hears it. Don't give up, because God is still working on that. If that's you today, pray to God one more time. Maybe you got to go over to somebody and grab them by the hand and say, go up to the altar and pray with me. I need a friend. I need somebody to help me. I need somebody that can be there for me, that I can rely upon and lean upon and know that you are there with me. Maybe you said, no, Brother Paul, things are pretty good right now for us. Everything's good for my own personal life and in my family, and everything seems to be pretty good. But I believe we all know somebody that's sort of down on their luck, don't we? People that need somebody to be there for them. Maybe today's the day that you need to pray for that person and let them know that they are not by themselves. Today, let's get up out of the ditch, right? And let's know that God is still in control and listen to His words as we have our closing song.